It's 25 minutes to 12 o'clock, and over the last 4 weeks, you've heard how amazing the Instant Pot is. Now, why don't you gift yourself with one and change your cooking life? Don't miss out on the amazing Black Friday deals that are already running. The 6-liter Duo is on promotion for just 1,699 Rand at all at-home stores, and the 8-liter Duo is at a very special price of just 2,199 Rand on Takealot while stocks last. Visit Instant Pot SA on Facebook for all Black Friday deals.
On ktalk.co.za,
on the app,
on DSTV channel 885,
and across the city on 567 AM.
I've always been quite envious with Kino Kamis when it comes to Taste Test Mondays, brought to you by Instant Pot SA. And I finally get to have my chance. Today's Taste Test guest is Sharon Mwache, who is the owner of Sharon's Cafe, based in the Palms in Woodstock. It's a really, really special and interesting place. Love going to the markets there. There she specializes in amazing coffee and a wide variety of food, which I am looking forward to trying out. Sharon's Cafe is also the perfect spot to relax and if you need to catch up on work. She joins me live in studio now with a... Wow, I wish you could smell this. It's absolutely right. Great. I'm sure it's going to taste great. Sharon, thanks so much for joining us. How are you doing?
Only a pleasure. I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I'm very good. I particularly enjoy the Palms. I used to love... I don't go there that much because I have a toddler and Saturday mornings are quite busy. But I enjoy going to the Palms. And it was a great spot even just to meet someone for a cup of coffee. I understand what impact the lockdown and coronavirus has meant to particularly some of the marketeers there, as well as some of the business there. But how have you found it?
Sure. Wow. Hey, when I spotted the space at the Palms last year in November, I was quite excited to be a 25-year-old with such ambition, you know, moving into the Palms. And lockdown came through. Mm. And unfortunately, I was still a fresh entrepreneur. I had not been operating for long. So you can imagine I don't qualify for the funding. I don't qualify for anything. And I still need to retain my staff because they're the heart of Sharon's Cafe. So it was really a trying time. But only the brave survived, you know, because we pushed on. And
Cape Town is known for its coffee shops. We actually have... I sometimes wonder why international coffee chains decide to open in South Africa, or particularly in Cape Town. We are known as being a coffee hub. And also lots of small little bistros, little diners popping up everywhere, what Cape Town is known for. How do you then differentiate yourself, particularly with the type of food you present, you sell, and you make there?
Okay, so originally I'm from Johannesburg in Kagiso, the West Rand. So I carried that heart for food and flavors, but it was nothing compared to what I saw in Cape Town, man. There's the Cape Malay curry, there's all these different spices, and the coffee culture. Mm. People wake up with coffee, they sleep with coffee. And that's how I position myself. I try to learn the culture. I've been here for 8 years now. Mm. And I now feel that I'm at home, and I wanted to share that love with everyone here in how we make the food and how we treat our customers. I mean, people leave little notes at the shop to say thank you for the ambience, thank you for the service. It's really heartwarming to see someone so passionate.
But something that you haven't given up is the traditional 7 colors on the plate of what we are used to, particularly a traditional township cooking in South Africa. A Sunday afternoon plate is not a Sunday afternoon plate if there are not 7 colors.
It's a Sunday course, okay? It's tradition.
And that's what you've done here, whether it be the butternut and beetroot, whether it be the, I presume that's couscous.
Yes, it's couscous and some wings and some cheesecake, you know. I heard you saying that you've got kids, and I was like, come to Sharon's Cafe, because, you know, we are home away from home. Mm. We try and make the meals healthy as possible, but tasty as possible. So when you come there and your kids are there, you can taste the waffle, milk, milkshake or a healthy salad even, you know.
Okay, so I'm going to take the liberty and Sia is with you and she's manning the phone. I'm going to ask Sia to put the phone down so she can maybe start plating for us so that we can taste. That's what Taste Test Mondays is all about. So tell me a little bit about your history. I know I have friends who, you know, have taken the step to open up a little restaurant, a little coffee shop, a little restaurant. It was never for them about, I'm going to all of a sudden start franchising and create a multi-million rand empire.
Yes.
I'm opening up a coffee shop. I'm opening up a restaurant because primarily I want friends, people I like and love to come together. And if I can provide that setting, maybe make some money at the same time. That is why I want to start a restaurant or a coffee shop business. That's similar to your story?
Well, I was working in an NPO space for quite some time. And my boss then, who's my mentor, said, you're not a 9-to-5 girl. Don't lie to yourself here. And when I saw the opportunity with the cafe, really, it was to create a family dynamic, a friends meeting spot, because I love doing events. My background is in PR. I'm doing my master's in PR. I'm about people. So the space now has grown beyond what I thought. You know, I thought people just grab coffee and go, but now people are booking events for year-end functions, for birthday celebration, for family gatherings. And to me, it just embodies everything that I stand for. It's just Sharon.
At the same time, you want people to also come and enjoy and to, of course, make yourself a business and
make profit, because that's why we're in it. We need a profitable business. Yeah. And that's always at the top of my head, to say you can do everything, but the bottom line should always be to create jobs and to make profit and to make a sustainable business. And that's where it becomes important for me to enroll in small courses where it talks about business. And fortunately, I'm in the AWE, which is funded by the U.S. Embassy, which helps young African females to be entrepreneurs. Mm. And for me, that's everything.
I want to thank Sia, who's fixed me a great plate. But because I can see what's happening, I need you to explain what's on the menu. Is this a typical Sharon's Cafe menu on offer?
Yes. So we've got a full menu at the shop. And the first thing that you'll see over there is our salad bar as you walk into our shop. And it will have typically things like your couscous. I see Sia's making some beetroot and butternut with a little bit of honey and cinnamon. Then you'll see over there some wings that are done with amazing sauces, thanks to Pam and Hadi, our chef. So you see some cheesecake and some wrap. Okay, the wrap is a home run. Okay, people have come like 2 hours away and they're like, we want to come. I'm telling you, that's what happens.
I can't wait and see a better.
See ya. Okay. Do the things.
Okay, so while my mouth is going to be occupied, you need to talk a little bit. So is this all your own recipes? Do you hire people to say, this is my vision, this is what I want to offer, these are things that I make, and can you replicate them to my specification so that I can give it to my customers?
Yes. So since my profession is in PR, I'm not going to try. I had the vision. I love food and I've traveled and I've seen what I wanted, but I had to get people that can direct me as to how do you bring this to life? Because taste and flavor, very important. What we grew up with is different now because the times are changing and new things are being invented, but we don't lose the culture of where we come from. And that's what I'm always bringing.
When people talk about what is the South African taste, the South African taste is everything, because we are made up of so many cultures, backgrounds, and influences. So this is us. It is the wrap, which I'm tasting, which is really, really delicious.
Thank you.
It is the bringing together the butternut and the beetroot. I'm going to be tucking into that chicken wing in a little bit later. But also the very Mediterranean, also Middle Eastern nature of the couscous.
Absolutely.
That is who we are.
Absolutely. And if you see Cape Town is quite diverse. Kimotswana, you'll find Xhosa people, and it's Fundile is Xhosa with my time here. And you'll find Afrikaans people. And I'm always trying to bring all that diversity into my food. And, you know, the braai, normally kochai, we do a braai, and that's where the chicken is coming from. We've got those flavorful braai recipes when it comes to the chicken. So it's inspired by a lot of diversity. Oh, Sia's got food for me.
Over the last few weeks and months.
Thank you.
Has particularly food traffic increased to a place like the Palms? I remembered it used to be a place where you go to on a Saturday. Sometimes it'd be some of the food traffic. Ukamba, the beer works there, the brewery there is also quite great. Lockdown must have been devastating. Not so many people just popping in there. Are you seeing those people returning?
Sure, they are, hey? We closed down, and I think one of the best things I did during lockdown was to step back with my team and say, the world is changing now. Where are we going and what do the people want? Mm. And we started doing surveys on social media, and I gathered what people would like to see, and we presented that. And I love the fact that people are so heavily invested in what Sharon serves and what Sharon's Cafe becomes.
You don't often have, I guess, a chance to sit down and relax and take a bite of your own food.
Right.
So while I talk about Sharon's Cafe, I want you to have a bite of your own meal. We're talking to Sharon Muache. She's the owner of Sharon's Cafe, based in the Palms in Woodstock. It is Taste Test Monday. She usually specializes in great coffee, but also, as I can attest, really, really great food. I also see you do have a brand of coffee right there. Mm-hmm. Do you have your own brand? I'm so sorry to now disturb
you. It's okay. I'm used to it already.
You have your own brand of coffee here,
yes,
called Sharon's Blend. Tell me a bit
more. Okay, so Sharon's Blend, it was a baby, a concept that I really wanted to see come to life for a very long time, all my life. And during lockdown, I decided doing some research as to the beans that will fit my personality, the beans that would really, really just give a good taste and a combination of flavors. So Sharon's Blend is 100% Arabica beans sourced from the South, Central Americas, and Africa. The coffee has a hint of cigar smoke, dark chocolate with a touch of cerise. So it's a well-balanced thing. It's feminine, but at the same time, I'm hardcore, bruh. I'm hardcore. That's my personality, you know? I've got that soft kick, but don't undermine.
I take that, and having you in studio, I can absolutely see that. When are your opening hours? Are you open 7 days a week? Do you give your staff some days?
I give them Sunday to pray.
So you are open. Tell us the details of where people can find Sharon's Cafe.
Okay, so Sharon's Cafe is at the Palms. The Palms is 145 Salowry Road, Woodstock, and we're open from 8 until 4:30 during the week. Saturdays, we're open from 9 until 1. That's where you can bring the kiddies for some waffles and some nice treats at the shop. So that's our operating hours, 8 to 4:30 during the week, Saturdays from 9 to 1.
Sharon Muache, she's the owner of Sharon's Cafe. Unfortunately, running out of time today, but I am definitely keeping my takeaway till after
Absolutely.
The show. It's in 12 minutes time, so I'm going to rush through this next interview. Sharon Muache, she's the owner of Sharon's Cafe, joining us for Taste Test Mondays. Go find her at the Palms in Woodstock.